Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner, one of our favorite Brain Trust members in the entire group. She's been hanging out with us now for more than 20 years. She's been an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute, Grace Marie Turner is, and she's the founding member of the Consensus Group, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America and Others, and she is the world's authority on public policy for health care. She's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
It's good to have you back. So, Grace Marie, I don't want to be rude or impolitic or anything, but I do want to say I want to try to handle this the proper way, and this is all on me, folks. It's not on Grace Marie. We lost a great hero, American hero, and a great statesman over the weekend. John McCain, an irascible maverick. He liked to think of himself as a maverick. I never really thought of him as a he was really a consensus kind of guy. He reached across the aisle in a lot of ways, didn't he, Grace Marie, over the years?
He did. I actually volunteered as a spokesperson for the John McCain campaign in 2008.
Yep.
And went around the country talking
yep.
with people and debating about his health care plan, which was very sweeping, very, very bold, and was really the right thing to do. So oddly, John McCain was a leader in going out there and putting it front and center in his campaign. President Obama tremendously distorted it
yeah.
during the campaign.
Right.
But he had a good idea on health care reform. So as odd as it was that he really didn't, you know, wasn't his issue, he both had a good idea and then he was the person who really put us on a very, very difficult track right now
yeah.
in trying to get rid of many of the problems that were created by Obamacare.
And the thing, and this is the gingerly part I want to talk. We're talking about right now, folks. Is we mean no disrespect. Where I'm telling you from, I'll say it again. One of the great American heroes. There's a letter by one of his close friends in the Wall Street Journal this weekend that you ought to go read. I mean, the man was an amazing American, and there's nothing he did could take away from any of that. But it is interesting though, Grace Marie, that what I think may have been his last vote was an ignominious one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it thumbs down.
He had the ability to end Obamacare and really help small businesses, and I always wondered if it was because he was sick. His mind, maybe he wasn't thinking straight. I don't know, but it seemed vindictive the way he voted for that. He submitted that vote. What do you think?
The odd thing, remember that vote was about 2:30 in the morning, and he was a yes at 10 o'clock the night before,
mm-hmm.
which is why they brought it to the floor. And something happened. And somebody needs to write the book on that. I know a lot of people, but whatever it was, nobody's talking. But he was being lobbied very, very hard by both sides, by both the Democrats and the Republicans. And the thumbs down was a tremendous shock. And I'm frankly, Jim, the reverberations of that are still echoing through
Congress. You and others in your circles are still having to deal with picking up the pieces and still having to try to get rid of the last vestiges of the damaging Obamacare, which you wouldn't have to be doing. We could be doing something else had that vote gone the other way.
Yes, that's right. Now, there are some things that are happening through administrative order. Congress has actually been taking some steps toward.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I want this segment to be about John McCain and you know in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, he said at the funeral part of that play, Mark Anthony said the good that men do. The evil that men do live after them. The good is often interred with their bones. I don't want that to happen here on this segment. John McCain is a great American hero, and we need more people like him in America. Even when I disagreed with him, I still admire the man. He's a great statesman, and we'll miss him. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.